No worries, thanks for having me.
I've been looking at this this nationwide survey. It turns out that us 20-somethings were a pretty stressed out bunch, to be honest, aren't we?
We are a stressed out bunch, yeah. I think we've got good reason to be stressed out, though.
That's very true. One of those biggest concerns seems to be getting on the property ladder. Speaking of some of my mates, it seems to be pretty much the same there as well.
Yeah, yeah, and my mates and me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter what you do or what industry you're in or how hard you work or what money you make. Getting on the property ladder is hard work.
It certainly is. It certainly is. No doubt about that. And looking at some of the other things, I mean, what else are we worried about as well, George?
I think we're worried about a lot of things. We're worried about saving money. We're worried about, security in jobs. We're worried about how long we're going to be doing what we're doing. We're worried about that, you know, we're not necessarily not for me, but a lot of my friends are worried about the jobs that they're doing. Is that what they plan to do when they were younger? I think we're worried about credit ratings. We're worried about all these different things.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, I was doing my first taxes this year as well, and that was no end of a problem as well there, George. But elsewhere, George, I've seen you popping up on the telly here and there. It seems to be a fantastic few years for you, going on the likes of Waterloo Road and so on.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I've been quite fortunate in that sense. People have quiet years, people have great years, and I just seem to be having great year after great year. And I'm very humble towards it. But yeah, I've been very lucky. I've worked very hard, and I'm seeing great reward for what I do.
I was going to say, ever since the Britain's Got Talent and the Singing in the Rain, of course, the final there as well, that is one of the top reality moments up there for me. I think everyone can just about remember that as well. From that moment to now, did you expect to still be as going strong as you are?
No, and that is the hardest bit for me. The hardest bit is sustainability, because you've seen it time and time again of people who have come out of reality TV shows and, you know, sort of 5 years on, you think, I wonder what they're up to. And you know, it's all fairness to people. They're all doing their own thing, and everybody creates their own path and stuff. But it is hard to sort of stay wanted in the limelight, if want for a better word. And so yeah, you constantly got to keep pushing. And I never thought for a minute that, you know, 9-10 years on, that I'd still be around and my face would be getting around and stuff. So I'm very grateful.
And of course, you were on Emmerdale as well. I bet that was great fun to be involved
that
with.
That was so fun. The cast are so lovely. It was nice to... It was because my granddad's a Yorkshireman as well, so it was very nice to go back up north. And yeah, it was lovely.
Oh, fantastic. You can't go wrong being up north, because you're a Warrington lad yourself, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah. I'm a Warrington, born and bred.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a rugby league. Are you a Warrington fan there as well?
I am, yeah. I used to watch them quite a bit when I was younger. You know, it's getting a bit harder, so I'm trying to juggle it in nowadays. But yeah, I support them all the way.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And it might be their year this year. You never know.
It might be their year.
But actually, looking at the survey again there, George, because there's quite a few things on here that you just wouldn't expect, really. I mean, I look at the average 20, so, you know, only going to the pub twice a month.
Twice a month.
I mean, that puts me to shame quite a lot, that, to be fair. I mean, I'm looking at that. And also the fact that they do less exercise than 70-year-olds. I think I might be letting the side down quite a lot on that.
Well,
one.
Well, you're not the only one. If you look at the numbers, you're not the only one. I wouldn't worry about it. But yeah, pub twice a month. I mean, I can sort of see that. I only go to the pub if I can't watch the football on TV. So that's probably about twice a month.
Yeah, that is very true.
A lot of my friends don't exercise. It's hard, isn't it? When you're working sort of 9-to-5 and you're in an office job or whatever, and you've got a very stressful day, it's hard to come out and then try and find that motivation to go, you know what, I am going to get ready, I am going to trek to the gym, and then I'm going to work out for an hour or so. It's hard work.
I suppose that's one of the biggest problems as well, because everyone's just starting out the career and really starting to build on something as well.
Absolutely. They've got enough to worry about on their plate. You've got their careers to worry about and saving up and money and all these things. And the gym, you know, priorities take case, and that's how it is.
And George, I've got to ask as well, obviously, because you've had so many great years as well, what's next for you? Are you thinking of trying anything new and different, or we're still going to see you popping up on the telly here and there?
It's still going to see me popping up on the telly here and there. It's 2017 is looking like it's going to be a really good year.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And certainly looking forward to a great 2017 for you as well. If people want a little bit more information on the next stage of life from Nationwide, where's best to go, George?
Well, they're doing a series of life, different ages and different types of financial worries and stuff for different ages. So, I think website would be the best place for somebody to go to.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. George, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Daytime today.
No worries. Thank you.